Arizona is unique among states in that so much of its land is federally owned. Actually, it's fair to say that it's owned by all U.S. citizens because almost all of it is public, most of it national forests and Bureau of Land Management wilderness areas. Some Arizona lawmakers want the federal government to hand over that land. If Proposition 120 passes, Arizona could claim title to every piece of federal land in the state except national parks, Native American reservations, and military bases. Supporters of the measure say it's a declaration of state sovereignty. It's also meant to send a message to Washington. Joe Sigg is director of government relations for the Arizona Farm Bureau. He says a lot of Bureau members lease property from the Forest Service and BLM and feel both agencies have mismanaged federal lands.
They failed as a landlord. They failed as a steward of these resources in terms of the fires. And other things such as endangered species.
The national forests and BLM land would be controlled by the state under Proposition 120. The state would also be able to develop the land or sell it into private ownership, which supporters say could generate revenue and create jobs. Joe Sigg with the Farm Bureau says the measure is couched in states' rights because the federal government has not shown any interest in respecting land within Arizona's borders.
The federal government wants the state of Arizona as a cooperator on air quality and water quality issues. I mean, that's what our Department of Environmental Quality does in this state. And the federal government wants us to cooperate and participate. But when it comes to land management issues, nope.
It doesn't make any sense. Governor Jan Brewer thought it was so extreme that when they tried to do this through the legislature itself, she vetoed it.
Carolyn Campbell is the executive director of the Coalition for Sonoran Desert Protection, one of the many environmental groups opposed to Proposition 120. She says the governor vetoed last year's sovereignty bill in part because the state could not afford to run lands like the forests.
We've had budget cuts and threats of parks being closed down. Matter of fact, Oracle State Park was closed down due to budget cuts, and now it's going to be open, I think, once a week. The state has severe budget shortages.
Campbell is referring to past proposals by some in the legislature to scale back state park operations and turn over some parks to private control. She says her organization opposes all these moves because federal lands and the state parks belong to the public.
America has a real long tradition and proud tradition of federally owned national parks and forests and monuments. Americans and Arizonans, too, absolutely love their national public lands.
But even Proposition 120's supporters say it's more of a message than a plan. Joe Sigg with the Arizona Farm Bureau.
If you ask me, will anything change the day after the election if Prop 120 passes? And I have to be honest and say no. But what we hope is that we can create this critical mass of discussion, and the target, if you will, is Congress.
Another reason even Proposition 120 supporters say it's a message, not a plan, is because the measure is probably in violation of the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. There have been similar attempts in other Western states over the years to declare sovereignty over federal lands. The movement has sometimes been known as the Sagebrush Rebellion. Utah lawmakers passed a bill last year staking claim to 30 million acres of land in that state, with the explicit purpose of instigating a court fight. But E.J. Perkins, public policy analyst for the Morrison Institute at Arizona State University, says the states have a poor track record of prevailing in court on sovereignty issues.
There was a Supreme Court case a number of years ago that sort of specifically dealt with this issue, and the court came down on the side of the federal government in terms of declaring that the Supremacy Clause is indeed the supreme law of the land, and that a state cannot opt out of that.
You can read more on Proposition 120, as well as this year's other ballot measures, on the Propositions page at azpm.org/yourvote. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.